Now we have our very own Judge Gary Dial.
Good afternoon. I just want to take a couple of minutes this afternoon to recognize some people. First and foremost, I want to thank the community, the citizens of Clark County for supporting this tremendous project. All of you should be very proud, as will generations to come, of this wonderful building that we now have. Clark County now has a seat for county government that is second to none in this corner of the state or anywhere in this state for a county of this size. I would also like to thank the Clark County Commissioners. They have done a fantastic job in overseeing this project, particularly during these past few weeks. They have spent countless hours in getting things ready for this dedication ceremony. Eric Westhues, who is the architect on this project, was great to work with in allowing me to have some input into the design of the courtrooms. I really appreciated that opportunity. Working with Judge Roberts in that regard, we're both very pleased with the outcome, and I think all of you who will have an opportunity to take a tour here this afternoon will also be very pleased when you have a chance to see the courtrooms. I might also mention that there are 14 citizens here in Clark County who have got to see the courtroom real close because for the 5 days last week, the first 5 days the courthouse was open, they did their civic duty and served as jurors, so they got to witness the courtroom firsthand. Mary Jones, the circuit clerk, and Judge Roberts scratched and scraped and to get funds from passport fees, from the community service program, from the drug court program, the law library fund, every place they could find in their budget to come up with money to buy the furnishings that are on the top floor of the courthouse so that Clark County General Revenue funds did not have to be used to furnish the courthouse. The pews in the circuit courtroom, you'll see, were actually donated. The pews in the associate circuit courtroom were bought secondhand from a church in Kilcock. And then all of the pews, together with all of the old wooden chairs that were used in various locations throughout the old courthouse, they were all taken down to Jeff City to the Department of Corrections, where they refinished them, they re-glued them, they stained them, they brought them back up here, and I think you'll all agree they look gorgeous. All of the other furnitures that you'll see on the top floor, all the desks, chairs, the chairs behind the bench, were also all purchased through the Department of Corrections to save money. It has truly taken a tremendous effort on behalf of a lot of people. And finally, I want to thank Mike and Mark Whiston and their crew for the wonderful job that they've done. Thank you.